We begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Sha'avas HaTumas, and the halachas of the rest of the primary categories of Tumah in the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity. Then we continue on to the next category, that after Nevela, that of the Tumah of Sheretz, of the dead crawling creatures mentioned in the Torah. As Rambam gives halacha off regarding the foundations of what are these types of Shrotzim that are metame. Shmeinu Shrotzim Amur B'Torah. There's specifically eight crawling creatures that are mentioned in the Torah. Behemah, they are HaChelid, the weasel, Ba'achbar, and the mouse, Vatsav and the ferret, Vanoka and the hedgehog, Valto, Valkoyach, regarding the lizard and the chameleon, Vatinchemis, Valchemit, the mole and the snail. Tumas Kulm Shava. The Tumah of all them are the same. The Haman the Kram, Sheretz, Lane, and Tumah, and regarding the laws of Tumah, they are what's called Sheretz. Halacha based. Now, Hasheretz, which are these eight creatures specifically, are of Mavaisa Tumas, are from the primary categories of Tumah, which metama odma kelim b'maga, that contaminates a person, the vessel, by touch, which they could only become tummy from a av to become a rishon, uklicheres ba'aver, or an earthenware vessel in its airspace, but b'ainim metama b'masa, does not contaminate by being carried, and b'hanageya b'ainim, whoever does touch it, b'ainim metama b'god m'shas m'god, does not contaminate his garment when he's touching it, although certain things do have that halacha. That's not the case by shratzim. And b'shur t'masa, the measurement of its tummy is b'kadosh, the size of a lentil, and b'chala shratzim, it's stuffing like kadosh. All these eight shratzim, they combine to make the minimum measurement of that of a lentil. Halacha Gimel continues regarding the different parts of the body of the sheretz. So evarim elam shir, the limbs don't have a measurement, and that is as long as even the sheretz, the limb of a sheretz, is kibriyasi as its original natural creation was. So whatever size it is, that is halacha of aver from a sheretz, which halacha dal tells us that bas begin matzamis, if it has flesh, ligaments, and bones, shupachas mekadosha, even if it's less than that of a lentil. Bein sheperish from the chai, whether it's the limb separated from a living sheretz, bein sheperish from the mesa, whether it's separated from a dead one. Mitami tumasa, it's going to contaminate its tum of tumas sheretz. But who should yeah, but baster shalav, as long as it has on the flesh that's on top of it, or at least the marrow inside of it, kedel hal sarucha, so that it can regenerate, then you'll have the halacha of this tumah of sheretz. Halacha hey, baster min achai haperish min sheretz. Now, in contrast, the flesh of that's from the living that separates from a sheretz is tar, that will be tar. Because what contaminates is only a limb, like we said, which is similar to the whole sheretz. What do you mean similar to the whole sheretz? Masher, it's just like the whole crawling creature in its entirety, has buster, has flesh, begidim, and ligaments, vatsamis, and bones. Af eva hapar, so to only a limb that separates, which has buster, begidim, vatsamis, is going to contaminate the tumah of sheretz. In contrast, if it's just buster, that will not contaminate. Halacha vav, hakulya, from the kidney, vakovet, and the liver, vahaloshin, and the tongue. Okay, it's been things like that. Avabishin Aver, although their organs, vein loisan khalifan, and they don't regenerate, there's no exchange for it. Hiding kabasa still is considered like flesh. Then Pisham the Chayv, it separates from a living one, Tarvin's gonna be tar because it does not have all these three of Buster Gidin Matsamas. Aloha Zayin, Dama Sheretz, now the blood of the Sheretz is Kibisari, is like the flesh. And therefore, mitzvah lekadosha, because mancha mechubba basa, it will combine for the measurement of being the size of lentil, as long as it's connected to the flesh, to have this halacha of the baser to make the minimum measurement of adasha. Halacha ches, atzmei sheretz, now the bones of the sheretz, the gidav and the ligaments, it's upon them and the fingernails, turn their tar, they do not have the halacha of the tumma of a sheretz. V'or ha-chaylid, and the hide, the skin of the weasel, of achbar and the mouse, v'atzav and the ferret, v'atinshemes and the mole, which are four out of the eight, their skin is tar. Av b'shulach, even though it's moist, because it's considered something independent from the flesh, and even though it's moist and it was not tanned and it was not worked on, it was not created like into a piece of leather, still it's considered independent. Aval, but in contrast of the other four, Ur Hanukkah, the skin of the hedgehog, Bakoich, and the chameleon, Malta, and the lizard, Bachemit, and the snail, there the skin is Kibsar and has the same status as the flesh, Umitamikadasha, and it will contaminate the size of a lentil as the flesh. But, Vim Ibdun, but if you tanned it, which makes it into leather, or stepped on the amount of how much it needs to be worked to make it into leather, then turn, they're going to be tar. How much is that kedei avoid? Kedei hilich 4 mil, if it's walked on, for the amount of walking, which would be that of 4 mil. Halacha tes, kulis ha-sheretz, the thigh bone of a sheretz. Hanegei b'tar, whoever touches that bone is going to be tar. Api shemelei meichol, it's full with marrow, and marrow is like flesh. But, v'hushi ha-meich meskashkish, as long as the marrow is thrashing around, shein ha-mal rucha, which would not be able to regenerate. But if the marrow was in its original place, and has enough marrow that it would be able to regenerate the flesh of the bone on the outside, then whoever touches that thigh bone of the sheretz will be tummy. Kachali, if I'm like old limbs, Sheshbim Kedel Hazarucha, that has enough flesh to regenerate, like we explained. So since it has all the elements of an organ, it's going to have the tuma, as we said in Perek Beis, Halacha Yad Aleph, as an aver itself. Now, Nikva Kulis Pekoshu. If, however, barring what we said before, as long as the thigh bone has a hole, even a minute amount, then on the and then in all situations, even if it does not have basa kedel asarucha, whoever touches it is going to be kam tamer, because then it does have access to the marrow, which is the meat, which is the flesh of that sheretz, which is metame. Halacha Yud continues regarding if there's a sheretz that's not a complete. So let's say beitzas hasheretz. If there's the egg, some sheretzim develop eggs, some don't. But either way, if there's a beya, if the egg of the sheretz hamrukemes that has already formed. That of a creature, which is what it's giving birth to. Even if the sheretz is visible from within the shell, through the translucent shell, tyra, it's tar. Now, but nikva kosher, but again, if it has a whole, even a small amount, again, it's similar to the idea of the thigh bone, then hanegeh b'tam, then whoever touches it is going to become tummy. Aloch yedalav, sheretz, let's say a sheretz shechetz yebasa b'chetz adama. Let's say a certain type of a crawling creature that half of it is flesh and half of it is earth. So whoever touches the flesh part is going to become tummy. But if it touches the earth part, it's going to be tar. But from hishrut alpanekula, but let's say it had become like a sheretz along its entire length. So even if it touches the earth part, that its form has not yet finished, still tummy, it's going to make him tummy. Lochid beis, besah hasheretz, the flesh of a sheretz shenifsa, they got ruined, behivish, and it's spoiled, benifsim lech like elements, it's so bad that even a dog wouldn't eat it. So tar, it's tar, loses its status of flesh. Yavish, let's say dried up, a different type of invalidation. Dried up, that's like hard like earthenware. If you could soak it in lukewarm water for 24 hours, and it can come back to be moist as it was, so then it still retains its status, it's going to contaminate as the flesh of a sheretz. But if not, it wouldn't come back to its moisture, tar. Even as like tummy food is not going to be because it lost the status of being an oichel. Now, but when we say this, it's been mixed with sheretz if it's only a part of the sheretz. Of a sheretz sheyavash. But let's say you have a sheretz that dried up. But v'shuldekayim, its skeleton is intact. Or shenistrif. Or let's say it got burnt. But v'shuldekayim, its whole skeleton is still intact. Hoyvotavnes kulei medes, since the structure of the whole sheretz is still there, it is going to contaminate. Which says the Ram v'kar b'anai, but it's closing my eyes to say there's tumazum in the brain that would be a rabbinic tumma, but not deraisa. Halach yud gimel. Regarding a nevela that's missing from its measurement. So, kezais min a nevela, a null size of a nevela, which is the prior halachas, the first three prakim of this, these halachas that we spoke about, oy kadosh min a sheretz, or the halachas we're speaking about now, the size of a lentil of a sheretz, just by nevela it's kezais, and by sheretz it's that of a lentil. Where should some kubuchas, but let's say it's shriveled up, and now it's missing from that measurement. So then tar and the tar, so you don't have the minimum measurement. Let's say it was the other way around. Let's say it was pachas mekadosh min hasheretz. Let's say it was less than the size of a lentil of a sheretz. But pachas mekadosh min avela, and less than the size of an olive from the dead animal. Shetafchu, but then it swelled. V'amdo al kashir, and now it is the measurement. Okay, the metam is going to be tummy, but medavitz medavisem, that's from rabbinic law. But let's say he betchil kashir, but let's say it originally had the measurement. Then it's something shriveled up. Then mechaz betafchu, then it went back and swelled up again. Actually, gilashim, this back to its original measurement. Hade'ilu metam, that's going to make it tummy, it's going to contaminate like it was according to biblical law. And because that's besides mess, so too you'd say the same halacha regarding a third arena of halacha, not regarding besides from the veil or from a shetz. So too you say regarding a dead person, which it's only with the aleph size, it's the same halacha that we just said regarding the nevela and the sheretz. Halacha yudalad, hasheretz in the metamet shiyomis. Now these crawling creatures, these eight ones that we spoke about, that they contaminate, it only contaminates when it dies. Hutzur reshein, let's say its head was chopped off. Alpi shadayin reshein ma'ir ba'ir aguf, even if the head is still hanging on to the skin of the body, even if it's thrashing about, like you have by the tail of a lizard, when it's cut off, it's like thrashing about, still metam is contaminated because it's already dead, although it's just that reverberations are still moving around. Now, shar shkatzim demasim kulim, but all other creepy, crawly creatures, like the frog, vanachash, and the snake, v'akav, and the scorpion, the kids, all other types of crawling creatures that they crawl on the ground, although they're forbidden to be eaten because they're not kosher, but they're still tar from all types of tumah. They don't even have the halacha of food items that have tumah. And even if it touches a source of tumah, they don't have the tumah of oichel nemashkim. And the in you don't have but all the creeping, crawling creatures that will contaminate when it dies, except for the specific eight species that are explicit in the Torah that we mentioned in the beginning of this paragraph.